Truth speaks to us constantly, but not always in words. It may communicate through a feeling that is hard to put into words, but brings an inexplicable sense of peace, trust, and the knowledge that somehow everything is going to work out perfectly, even if there is little evidence of how it is all going to happen. You are being asked to listen for the truths beneath the words, rather than the superficial messages of the words themselves. This is especially true for the communications of those around you in various forms of media. You will begin to hear fear in the words and actions of those around you, even as they preach love. Listen deeper. Listen for the truth. This oracle comes with a message of truth for you. You are hearing something that is not being said, and what you are hearing is truthful. You may feel as though you are the only one that is really ready to hear or see it. Perhaps you have been working in a situation or loving in a relationship where truth is consistently denied. We live in a world where truth is frequently avoided out of fear of what it might reveal. At the basis of such actions, consciously or not, is a deep sense of unhealed, toxic shame. If you or someone else is fearful that the truth will expose rather than free and heal, then some personal healing is required. It is time for letting go of old wounds in favor of a greater sense of self-love and acceptance. You are being asked to love yourself enough to honor the truth, even if you feel you are the only one doing so. Sacred rebels need truth like lungs need oxygen. Truth keeps the energy of life flowing through the rebellious heart. Lies dampen the spirit of the sacred rebel. Even if those with less awakened hearts fear the truth, you must not turn away from it. Don't resent this state of affairs. Perhaps your job is to show that truth can be witnessed, even when many may want to hide from it. What others do is always their choice, but through your honorable deeds done with integrity, you will be set free, no matter what the outcome. You are a truth seeker. Never deny or try to quieten this down to make others comfortable. You are meant to be an agitator at times, even though you don't have to confront people to do it. You don't necessarily have to say a word, though sometimes you will. Often you will agitate in the most loving sense by unveiling truth simply through your knowings. Hold compassion for the truths you behold. Do not use them as knives to cut another or yourself with harshness, but as the clear insight that allows one to loosen the knots that bind simply by knowing which threads to gently tug. This oracle brings you guidance. If you have been worn down and depressed by the lies, gossip, deceit, or backstabbing going on around you, don't fret. Get out in nature and spend some time communing with the infinite. Healing will come to you now, no matter how many times, in how many ways, or by how many tongues untruth is spoken. You know what you know in your sacred, rebellious heart. That truth is your connection to the living truth of life itself. Don't give up. Just open up to healing and know that the truth always, eventually, prevails. Then we have a healing process. Place your hand very lightly at the front and back of your throat and say, I now release all vows of silence I have ever made, consciously or not. I now release all lies, deceptions, and painful words, spoken or unspoken, that are affecting my ability to clearly know and speak my truth. I am held in unconditional love with protection and grace. So be it. You have finished your healing process. You might like to say something true just to anchor it. How about, within me, beyond all that rises and falls, only truth remains.